Galen kind of gave a prelude, but Jim Doherty returns to us by popular demand for the sequel to yesterday's case law updates, as well as graciously providing us these updates every year. Jim also serves on the Texas Real Estate and Probate Institute Legislative Affairs Committee and is co-author of the Texas Municipal Zoning Law book, or as I like to call it, the Red Book of Knowledge. Please welcome Jim Doherty.
Good morning. Let's start right in. We've got, as usual, more cases than we have minutes. So we'll see if we can get into part two. We're in the area called mistaken permits. This is a common area, generates a lot of litigation over the years. For some reason, a lot of it comes out of Dallas. The leading case is this Vinesco case that was about 15 years ago. Right after a big snowstorm in Dallas, that house was going up. In fact, it was under construction when that photo was taken. You can look at it and you go, yeah, it looks a little high, doesn't it? Well, the building official went back to the office, pulled out the plans, and it was about roughly that much too high. Whoops, backwards. Roughly that much too high. So it gets into the Supreme Court, and they rule that just because the permit was issued by mistake does not render the ordinance unenforceable. Otherwise, you could never fix a mistake. And they came up with this dual standard, this two-track standard that is, I think, the law today, which is that if it's a fact finding that comes out of the Board of Adjustment, you're supposed to defer to it. They get the benefit of the doubt. You don't substitute your judgment for theirs. The courts don't just overrule the BOA. But if it's a legal conclusion, well, no deference. That's just like an appeal from any other court. The courts can substitute their legal judgment for what the Board of Adjustment does any old time. There's another case that's going to come up in this quick review that we're going to do in a minute, and that's the City of White Settlement versus Superwash case. It's about the same time as Vinesco. It's about 15 years old. It's a corner site. And that business down there is a car wash, which may be one of those NIMBYs. That's the land use that people don't like, especially those neighbors right around it didn't like this one at all. And there was an old restriction that was on the books when this thing was coming up that said that there can't be access off that side street. It wasn't on the zoning map. The buyer didn't know about it. The buyer got his permit. It required actually a wider driveway. Anyway, he started construction, no fence. He had access coming off the side street. The neighbors spotted it, and they reported it to the building official, who came out and said, look, we need to have a fence here. And then later he said, you're not going to have access off this street. Well, anyway, Superwash sued, as you might guess, arguing the city should be estopped, equitably estopped from enforcing this ordinance because of the way it came down and the fact that they got their permit and so forth. The general rule, according to the Supreme Court, is no estoppel. That just doesn't work. But you can get it occasionally if it's necessary to prevent manifest injustice. It has to be a pretty bad case. And they looked at these elements that they had operated for years without this side access. There were other remedies. The 1986 ordinance, it was a matter of public record. And the city did act pretty quickly. And the city didn't get anything out of it. In other words, they weren't profiting by this delay or this mistake. You don't get estoppel if it would interfere with a governmental function. And here they said the city had a governmental function and interest in enforcing its traffic restrictions. And so as a result, there's the superwash. It went into operation, and there's a fence down there right after this case. That fence was there. The first case that's current is the City of Dallas versus PDT Holdings. Now, this is one of those. It's another height case, kind of like the Vinesco case. That building there apparently went up, and we'll see in a minute how that happened. The city issued this permit for a duplex townhome. It's supposed to be 36 feet high, according to the plans. There was a citation. They messed up the design of the parapet wall. They stopped work.